Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Yesterday, she got us off to a great start on increasing our capacity for success. We're going to continue and finish that teaching today. But first, I want to do a brief review because this is so critical. It really is.
Ecclesiastes 5, verse 19 says, yes, we should make the most of what God gives, both the bounty and the capacity to enjoy it.
The word capacity ignited in our spirits. And God showed us 7 ways to expand our capacity for success as we move into his blessing flow. When we expand our capacity to give and receive, we enlarge our blessing flow. Our capacity to receive and understand the blessing flow of God will either release or limit our potential for success. To increase our capacity, we must learn to take God at his word and to think beyond our imagination. Our faith increases our capacity to receive. Our ability to increase our spiritual capacity is directly proportional to our time reading and studying the word, praying, worshiping through our voice, and yes, even our checkbook. Giving, as we've taught before, is an act of worship. God will only increase the spiritual capacity of those who have, who have a hunger for his word and presence. Our soul refers to our mind, intellectual capacity, our will, decision-making capacity, and our emotion, our capacity for feeling things. Okay, brief review, and then we're off. This is rich stuff, I want to tell you. Number one, ask God to increase your capacity. Have you ever asked God to increase our capacity for a greater blessing flow? I'd like to believe that most of us have. However, the real question is, did we ask in faith, believing, not wavering, or doubting? I've known way too many believers whose faith comes in sudden burst when their back is up against the wall, or even when it's convenient. When we ask God, we got to know he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Number two, charge out of our comfort zone by challenging the way things are. Are we willing to stretch our thinking, increase our understanding, do something we've never done before? Enlarge our capacity for increase by believing something that we previously thought was impossible. If God's going to enlarge our borders, we're going to need to leave our comfort zone and the predictable behind so that he can increase our capacity to believe and receive beyond previous levels of expectation.
Now let's pick up where we left off on yesterday's call. Number three, put on our spiritual glasses. We must stop looking at life through our rearview mirror. At what's happened or didn't happen in the past. Our future is in front of us. And we need to allow God to be the glasses through which we view our capacity for success. We need to see the world before us through the promises of the Word of God. To increase our capacity for success, our blessing flow, we'll need to have 2020 vision.
2 Chronicles 20:20. Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper.
To believe the Lord our God is to see things as he sees them. Take a moment and allow that statement to sink in. He is the God of limitless possibilities. To believe the Lord our God is to see things as he sees them. Can somebody say hallelujah? Number four, the miracle of thinking big like God. The miracle of thinking big like God. Years ago, I read a book entitled The Magic of Thinking Big by David J. Schwartz. It's a good book, but truthfully, I'm not into magic. I'm into miracles, the supernatural intervention of God to change circumstances. Miracles come true when we think big and don't doubt.
When our thoughts begin to line up with his thoughts, and they should, then 1 Corinthians 2, verse 16 in the Classic Amplified comes to life. For who has known or understood the mind, the counsels and purposes of the Lord, so as to teach and instruct him and give him knowledge? But we have the mind of Christ, the Messiah, and do hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart. Colossians 3, verse 16 in the Classic Amplified Bible instructs us to let the word spoken by Christ the Messiah have its home in your hearts and minds and dwell in you in all its richness. As you teach and admonish and train one another in all insight and intelligence and wisdom in spiritual things, as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody to God with his grace in your hearts.
That's scripturally how we expand our capacity for success in his blessing flow. Number five, negative conversations will adversely affect our capacity for increase. We can never be motivated. We can never be motivated for those who aren't motivated. We can never share dreams with those who aren't dreamers. We can't talk about achieving our goals for those who don't have any. If we desire to increase our capacity, we need to make sure that we're hanging around with folks who can help fill that capacity with the pure, the powerful, and the positive from the Word of God. People will cause us to stretch our thinking while expanding our borders, or they won't.
1 Corinthians 15, verse 33 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, do not be so deceived and misled. Evil companionships, communications, communion associations corrupt and deprave good manners and morals and character.
Number six, positive associations will dramatically increase our capacity for success. We need to make it our business to learn from people who've been or are at or they're at where we want to go. In selecting a mentor, here are three things we should consider. First, does the mentor have proper spiritual insight to train you? Now understand, that's even more important than having natural insight. Second, has your mentor actually experienced the advice they're giving you? Third, does your mentor have a successful track record in the area in which they're advising, be it the marketplace or ministry? Advice that has not been tested, proven, and successful is just an opinion, an experiment, not experience. Someone, regardless of how good they sound, cannot take you where they haven't been. When it comes to our capacity for success and change, we need to realize that every new generation can go beyond the previous generation.
Proverbs 15, verse 22 in the New Living Translation says, plans go wrong for lack of advice. Many advisors bring success.
You know, before the scripture, I made a statement. When it comes to your capacity for success and change, you need to realize that every new generation can go beyond the previous. That's particularly true. Things are changing rather dramatically in our lives, in society. You know, there was a time when hard work, creativity, positive attitude would take you where you needed to go to be successful. Now, don't get me wrong. Those are still important. But with the ever-changing technology that we live in now, there's something else we need to have. It's called teachability. Teachability, which really comes down from two things, desire and willingness to change, willingness to do what God wants us to do. Number seven, no one can limit or restrict your capacity for success unless you allow them to do so. Enlarge your tent, the place of your surroundings. Make and take conscious decisions to move beyond past limitations. According to the Herring Life Experiences Dictionary, let me say that again, Herring Life Experiences Dictionary, breakthrough is defined as a sudden burst of faith that will take you beyond all previous points of past resistance. In other words, you, nobody else but you, will make a decision to move beyond the boundaries the societal inertia or the attacks of the enemy is taking. May your capacity for success be commensurate with the blessing flow that God is bringing into your life, beginning today.
Psalm 40, verses 5 and 6 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Many, O Lord my God, are the wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts toward us. No one can compare with you. If I should declare and speak of them, they are too many to be numbered. Sacrifice and offering you do not desire, nor have you delight in them. You have given me the capacity to hear and obey your law, a more valuable service than burnt offerings and sin offerings, which you do not require. Our capacity for success is directly affected by our generosity. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 11 says in the New Living Translation, yes, you will be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous. And when we take your gifts to those who need them, they will thank God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Going back to Psalm 40, verse 6, the part of it that says, you have given me the capacity to hear and obey. You want to begin expanding your capacity for success? Then hear, read, study the Word of God and obey it. And by doing so, you'll take the limits off. You'll be enlarging your boundaries and borders without limitation. Wayne Dyer, the author and motivational speaker, once said, within all of us is a divine capacity to manifest and attract all we need and desire. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Meditate today how you can increase your capacity for success and think outside the box. Hallelujah. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. At the top where it says, sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. Make sure you check out this week's two-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.